Happy National Checklist Day. Here's why you should care. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. We're busy, right? We don't have enough time, right? Well, if we don't have enough time, how do we have the time to do things over and over and over again? When we solve a problem or we undertake a project and we know we're going to see that same situation again, why don't we take a little extra time now to put a bow around it? Put a bow around what we figured out so that we can reuse it later. Perhaps the most compelling argument for checklists comes to us in a book called The Checklist Manifesto. You'll find a link in the body of the blog post. That book talks about checklists as if they're a matter of life and death, literally. The author's a surgeon who discusses mistakes being made in the operating room due to a lack of a checklist. He also points to pilots and how they meticulously work through a checklist before a plane departs. Life is too complex to keep everything in our heads. Now, maybe you're not a surgeon or a pilot in life. They don't hang in the balance because of your checklist, but you can save yourself lots of time by using them. So let's take a few minutes here on National Checklist Day together to brainstorm some of the checklists that you might use, then go through and construct your own. First, we all take trips from time to time. Have you ever gotten to a destination and realized that you forgot to pack something very important? So instead of waiting to the day of the trip, throwing things in the suitcase and hoping you thought of everything, and then repeating the process next time that you take a trip, make a list. What toiletries do you need in order to get ready for the day to begin and the day to end? Include medications. What clothing do you need? Do you need to pack an umbrella? What about a bathing suit? What about a passport? Go ahead and make that list, and then it's saved for every trip you ever take. It's so much easier to have the list and work through it than it is to hope that you'll think of everything, because you probably won't. So do you have a trip packing checklist? If not, put that on your to-do list. You can even do a search and let Google give you suggestions. In fact, I asked ChatGPT to compose one, and I've put the list that it created in the body of the blog post. What projects do you handle annually or periodically during the year? As both a band director and a school principal, there were certain tasks that had to be done at the end of every grading period. The tasks weren't hard. The hard part was remembering them all. And the worst part was worrying if I had forgotten something. The start of the school year and the end of the school year each have its own set of tasks specific to that time of year. Hiring a teacher and getting that teacher onboarded. That's another checklist of things that had to be done and done in a certain order. And if you're a new teacher, I have a checklist for you that will help you get up and going. I put it all together in a post called The New Teacher's Big List of All the Little Things. The link is in the body of the blog post. So your task is to think through your checklist that you need in both your personal and professional lives. The second challenge is where to keep the information so that you'll see it at the right time. The question to answer here is whether these lists are needed at specific times of the year or if they can happen at any time. For example, the end of the school year awards day ceremony happened every year for me in early May. I could tell you how far in advance each task related to that project needed to be done. Ordering blank certificates that had only a border was something that I did actually at the very beginning of the school year. For those projects that repeat annually or monthly, you can put those things on your digital task list. Set a date for each item and establish the repeating pattern. Now you don't even have to think about consulting the checklist. It's built right into your total list of all to-dos. Other checklists, like the trip packing list, could be needed at any time during the year. So it becomes reference material. I put that sort of thing in Evernote. And what I would do would be to include the word checklist in the title of the note. That way, a search for end title colon checklist would bring up all of the checklists that you were housing in Evernote. I have a notebook in Evernote called Emergency. What do I do if I have a roadside emergency? What do I do if I have an accident? How to jumpstart a car if that's something that you've never done before, or what to do if you lose your wallet or phone. When that information is needed, it's there, and it's there from any connected device. So on National Checklist Day, why not celebrate by making your very own list? Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.